This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Ads, hold on and count to 3008.
Is that because by some act of God we have a prominent DJ on our show?
Wow, you seem to be on top of things and seeing into the future.
Well, his music can split screen and take you to another world. It's time to welcome to the world of DJ Yub. Hello, how are you?
All good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You've had a huge year touring around Europe and the States. Are you looking forward to finishing off the year in Melbourne, Australia?
Oh, man, that's better than that. Almost doesn't get it, you know. I mean, it's fantastic. I'm thrilled.
You were just announced as the international surprise guest for Sensation. How did it feel when they asked you to be that person?
Yeah, I mean, that's great news. I did a couple of Sensations here in Holland and the period when they took it abroad, and now you're like playing on Sensation Australia. I mean, that's just awesome.
When it comes to entertainment, Sensation kind of takes a dance party to the next realm, having all those special effects going on around you. What's it like playing when you've got, you know, people falling from the roof around you and flames and water fountains and all that kind of jazz?
Most of the stuff you will be, if some like fireworks happen or it's like that, most of the time they warn you, but there are always surprise elements you're not like expecting. So sometimes you get like scared the hell out of you.
Are you the type of DJ that plans his set beforehand, or do you just kind of go with the flow on the night?
Yeah, I'm more a kind of on the fly guy. Most of the times I do have a first track, but whatever happens after that, I'm more on the fly. Like, I don't do a set like this track and then that track. I more like always catch the atmosphere of the night and see what's going on and take it from there.
Yo, how many times have you played in Australia?
Actually, it's my fourth.
How do you find the Australian crowd compared to other crowds?
The good thing about Australia is it's still, you can do a lot of things like music-wise. There's no... not that much like thinking in a box thing, and that's I think it's a good thing, because I'm more a DJ. I play a lot of different styles in one set. I try to do a little techno progressive trance kind of thing. I do that already for now over the 4 years or something, and Australian crowd is really in for that. So yeah, I really love being over there like every time.
You've obviously performed to different crowds across the entirety of your career. What inspired you to become a DJ?
Well, I started out very young. I'm now busy for, like, I think 15, 16 years. And the last past 8 years, it's became, like, professional. Yeah, I think it was always in me, like, the music thing. So, yeah, it was a natural move for me. I started out on like teaching myself how to mix on the turntables and took it from there, really.
And what made you choose trance?
That's a that's a funny story too. I mean, in the early days I played like really tough, like hardcore, and like a period like in 6 years or something, I was like, okay, this can't go any faster anymore. So I came across like the club scene, and I got in touch with the club music, and that became later on, it became club trance. And yeah, from there on, it was like, I loved it. I love the trance sound, and it's still the biggest like red line in my DJ sets. Yeah, so.
I can imagine that you must see some pretty funny things when you're playing at some massive gigs. What's some of the funniest things you've seen happen?
It was this one time, there was this guy, I was playing, and there was this guy approaching me like a little bit drunk. And he was like, okay, can you give me two beers? And I was like, oh, that's so funny.
Oh, my God.
I was like, take a look around you. Like, here's like beer cans or something. I don't know. So that was pretty funny. And I point him out to the bar, and he was like, oh okay.
So do you reckon that set a precedent for people to come up to your DJ box and ask you for things?
Well, yeah, that happens. I mean, most of the times that our cell phones with text messages on that, it's play this or play that. So, yeah, that happens a lot.
Have you been given many phone numbers while you're playing your set?
That also.
Oh, so there are perks of being approached, I guess.
Yeah, and I stopped giving out my own because I was like, in the early days, I was like, oh, whatever. And then, yeah, that's not a pretty good idea to do always.
One thing I wanted to ask you about as well is there's a well-known cologne that shares the same name as you. Who had their name first?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm not only playing, I'm into the colognes and the clothing and everything. No, I mean, yeah.
Oh, God, that joke stinks.
Yeah, Yope is actually it's a big brand, and well, it happens to be my own birth name, so yeah, I took it.
Do you like the smell of the cologne?
Yeah, I do. I don't, actually, I don't have it at the moment, but I do like the smell of the cologne.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Now, we have a little game we like to play on the Hump Day Crew. It's called 101 Questions. We're not actually going to ask you all 101 questions, but pick a number between 1 and 101, Yope, and we'll ask you the corresponding question.
Okay, 100.
Do looks matter?
Yes and no, I guess. I mean, the eye wants to have a little 3-2, right? But at the end of the road, it doesn't really matter. I think it's more about the person itself, right?
Yeah, exactly. Do you worry? Obviously, when you're playing a set, you're going to be the center of attention. Do you make a bit of effort on your appearance before you play it?
Yeah, I do. I'm not that big of a spend a lot of time in the bathroom, but yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 hours isn't that long, is it?
Nah. most of the people are like, oh, you're just like a girl, you know?
Yeah. Give us another number between 1 and 101.
7.
What is the ringtone on your mobile phone?
It's my own.
You've got one of your own songs, is it?
Yeah, it's 3008.
Very good. And one last question, Yope.
11.
Have you fulfilled your dreams?
I think I did. I'm not at the end of the road completely. I mean, I have a few more things I want to accomplish, but I truly think I have a great life, and I'm living the dream, I guess. Yeah.
And talking about the future, what have you got planned for 2010?
For 2010, I have a great things lined up. I'm doing a couple of new tracks. The first one will be released in January 2010, so that's the first of a couple, because I wanted to get my release schedule a bit higher than all the years before. And yeah, a great touring schedule is coming up again, visiting a lot of beautiful countries and doing new experience. So that's my goal for 2010. Like, enjoy it a lot, have a few more releases, and doing great gigs.
Yope, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today. Make sure you wave to us if you see us in the crowd at Sensation. We'll be the ones wearing white.
You can't miss us, Yope.
Okay.
You can't miss us.
Okay, maybe you put your name on a shirt or something like that.
We might have to.
Oh, I'll come up and ask you for a beer. Is that okay?
Yeah, that will be okay. I will make sure I have the cans in the DJ booth.
Yope, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you when you're playing at Sensation on New Year's Eve, Melbourne.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.